over the last 30 years, what was a simple scheme introduced by Frank Walker, which was regarded as the most balanced in Australia, has just been undermined by removing the presumption in favour of bail for an enormous amount of offences. People will wonder what I mean by that. I mean, when you come to the door of a court, what's our position? Is the person presumed to have a favourable chance of bail unless the court decides otherwise, or should we take the view that the person should go to jail unless they can prove otherwise? So the presumption in favour of bail, if you like, is a human right.
So essentially too many people are in jail awaiting trial for lengthy periods.
That's so. In the case of adults, it's 26% of the adult jail population as we speak. When Frank Walker introduced the Act, it was 12%. And, Mark, we should make this clear. No one's ever suggested it be zero. No one's saying everybody should get bail. It was always 12%. It's now 26%, which is an enormous increase. And for the kids, it's 50%.
So most people in the community would assume that if you're charged with a very serious offence, say murder or rape, you're probably unlikely to get bail while you're waiting for trial. But if they're less serious, you should be released until your trial. Is that...
The system works on this basis, taking those two examples that you give. It's always been the case since 1978, when the Act was introduced, that the seriousness of the offence was a factor to be taken into account, and the strength of the prosecution's case. So the reality is that whatever the charge, and we'll assume murder, that's the most serious of charges, that's a very serious offence. And if I took it to the other extreme, clearly, if it's a driving offence, you know, speeding, people can tell the difference. I mean, magistrates and judges aren't stupid. If it's a serious offence, that's taken into account. But so is the strength of the prosecution's case. What if it's a very weak case? What if the person charged with murder is a woman with who's been, by mutual agreement between the parties, beaten by her partner or husband for 10 years, and that woman has no other record, has kids, has a part-time job and is paying rent? Who is she a risk to, other than the person she's alleged to have murdered, while she's on bail? Yet, we currently say, and something else I should explain, the charge of murder itself is in the category called exceptional circumstances, which means you only get bail in exceptional circumstances. So that woman and a drug lord kingpin are treated exactly the same. They only get bail in exceptional circumstances.
Okay, well, with the changes announced this week by the Attorney General, the presumption one way or the other is lifted, and in a way, I guess, judges are given more discretion on the question of bail?
I don't think the discretion itself will be improved. The great concern about removing the presumptions is this. There was, initially, a presumption in favour of bail. That was recommended by the 1976 report, a uniform presumption in favour of bail. Frank Walker introduced that, with one exception of aggravated forms of robbery, a very small group of charges. What's happened over the decades is that politicians have introduced new categories of presumptions against bail, neutral presumptions, by politicians now saying, setting up a straw man, well, the presumptions become a mess, therefore we should get rid of them all. It wasn't a mess. They made it a mess. If you don't have a presumption in favour of bail, well, who has the onus, to use the lawyer's term, in the actual bail hearing? Who is it, who has to prove? I mean, is it for the prosecution to prove you should not get bail, or is it for the defendant to prove that you should get bail in this scheme?
Is it the case that in the current bail laws that some people who are accused of crimes can spend many months in jail, then found not guilty?
Yes.
So they've actually spent, say, 6 months in jail when they've done nothing wrong?
Yes, that happens. And indeed, I've actually mentioned cases in the media from time to time where someone's spent some months in jail, gone to court, and the prosecution have informed the court before any trial that they're withdrawing the charge. Now, that happens.
Well, we know that shock jocks like Ray Hadley and the Daily Telegraph say that Greg Smith, the Attorney General, is a cream puff or a marshmallow man. That's the way they describe him. They say he's way too soft. What do you think?
I don't think that's a fair description of Greg Smith at all. I mean, it seems to me if you attempt to maintain a balance, then you're going to expect people to lash out and say things, use terms like that. What's the use of that? The fact is, we need to restore the Bail Act to what it was in 1978, regarded as the most balanced and best bail act in Australia.